All right, everybody. Let's ditch all that leftover fruitcake and get a head start on Valentine's Day, especially if you're a print shop owner.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Today we're looking at this article from Deco Network.
They're a print-on-demand platform, right?
That's right. And get this. They're saying Valentine's Day is a billion-dollar opportunity for print shops.
Billion with a B.
E-B. Suddenly all those paper cuts seem a lot more appealing. What do you think?
Well, it's funny. Valentine's Day, you think of all the romance, but for businesses, it's a whole different story. It's like a battleground out there.
Especially in the print-on-demand world, huh? So why is Valentine's Day so important for these print shops?
Well, think about it. How much do people spend in February? I mean, on gifts and experiences and everything.
A lot, I'd imagine.
Over $20 billion. And you know what everyone wants? Personalized gifts. Mm-hmm. They want unique presents that show you put in some effort. And that's where print-on-demand really shines.
So it's like saying, I getcha, but with a custom mug or a t-shirt instead of the usual box of chocolates.
You got it. Plus, it's not just about the sales right now. You run a good Valentine's Day campaign and you build your brand. Get those customers coming back for more.
It's like a really good Valentine's Day card that you keep even after the holiday. You know, the one that makes you smile every time you see it.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of good times, this article lays out six key strategies for print shops this Valentine's Day. And the first one, well, it's all about timing.
So making sure those orders are ready for the big day.
Well, that's important, of course. But the article really focuses on launching those campaigns early.
Early? How early are we talking?
Early January. No rest for the wicked, especially after New Year's.
Wow. Valentine's Day is a lot more serious than I thought. Why so early, though?
Well, people start thinking about Valentine's Day gifts early. If you launch early, you can catch those early birds, you know, and build some excitement. Plus, it gives you time to get your designs right, manage inventory, you know, the whole nine yards.
So no last-minute scrambling.
Yeah.
Or, like, sipping hot cocoa and watching those orders roll in.
You know it. And since we're talking about planning, the next strategy is all about unique and customizable gifts.
So none of those generic heart designs.
Nope. People want something meaningful, something special.
I see. Like what are they talking about in the article?
Matching apparel for couples, mugs with inside jokes, you know?
Yeah.
Or tote bags with unique designs.
It's all about that personal touch. Like you said, it says, I put some thought into this. What else is there?
Well, now you need somewhere to put all these great gifts. Your online store needs a Valentine's Day makeover.
So time to break out those virtual heart-shaped balloons.
Pretty much. Think pink and red banners, romantic product images. You know, that whole Valentine's Day vibe.
And what about that checkout experience? Nobody wants to fight with a website when they're trying to be romantic.
You're telling me. The easier it is to buy something, the more sales you'll make. Makes sense.
Right. So we've got the early launch, the unique gifts, and the online store. What's next?
Next up, urgency. Valentine's Day is all about deadlines, and you can use that to drive sales.
So like that, act now or miss out on true love tactic.
You got it. And the article gives a few examples. Limited time offers, like order by this date, and we guarantee it'll be there by Valentine's Day. Or flash sales.
Oh, what about those countdown timers you see on some sites? Always gets my heart racing a bit.
Those work great. They really highlight the deadline. And you can make it even better by adding in some exclusivity, you know? Like early bird discounts or bonus items.
I like that. Like a VIP club for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got the timing, the unique products, the online store, and these time-sensitive promotions. What else is there?
Well, you got to meet your customers where they are, right? And these days, everyone is on social media looking for gift ideas.
So social media and email marketing.
You got it. It's all about using those platforms to really engage people, get them excited about your brand.
Okay, but be more specific. How?
Think about it. You can give people sneak peeks of your Valentine's Day products, maybe some behind-the-scenes looks at your shop, share some customer reviews. You could even do a Valentine's Day giveaway.
Oh, that's fun. But what about email? Is that still a good way to reach people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Keep your customers in the loop, you know. Maybe start by revealing some new products and follow up with some promotions. And, of course, don't forget those last-minute gift reminders.
Okay, so we've got the early launch, unique products, a revamped online store, time-sensitive promotions, and we're rocking social media and email. Is that everything? What's the last strategy?
Last but not least, you got to think outside the box. Partner with other businesses, reach a wider audience. Create some unique offers.
I love that. Collaboration is key. What kind of partnerships are we talking about here?
Well, think about partnering with a local florist. You could create a gift bundle, like a t-shirt, and a bouquet of flowers. Or team up with a bakery and offer a package with a personalized mug and some delicious treats.
Oh, a one-stop shop for Valentine's Day. That's a fantastic idea.
And don't forget about cross-promotion. Maybe you're a print shop and you partner with a chocolate shop. You promote each other's products. Maybe offer discounts if customers buy from both of you. Or run a joint social media campaign.
Now, that's what I call a win-win. Okay, this all sounds great, but even with the best plans, there's always a chance things can go wrong. What are some of those pitfalls we should be aware of?
You're right. Even Cupid misses the mark sometimes. The article talks about a few common mistakes, and you might be surprised by this, but the first one is...
Let me guess. Starting too late.
You're catching on quick.
Yeah.
I know we keep talking about this, but the article really stresses this. It's like waiting until February 13th to buy a Valentine's Day card. All the good ones are gone.
All right. I get it. Early bird gets the worm, or in this case, all those Valentine's Day profits. But what other mistakes should we be on the lookout for?
Well, the next one is all about quality. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the Valentine's Day rush and maybe let things slip. But remember, a bad product, that can really ruin the mood.
Yeah, true. Imagine opening a gift, maybe a t-shirt, and the print is all messed up. Or a mug with a faded design. Not exactly a romantic gesture.
Exactly. And the article really stresses this for print-on-demand businesses. Those customers are paying for something personalized, so the quality needs to be top-notch.
Yeah, they're not just buying any old thing. They want something special, something that's going to last.
Exactly. So how do you avoid this? Well, make sure you have a good quality control process in place. Double check everything. Make sure the colors are bright and don't fade. You know, the whole nine yards.
So basically, channel your inner perfectionist and make sure everything is worthy of Cupid's arrow. But what about the last pitfall? The one we really need to watch out for?
That's all about managing your workload. Making sure you don't take on too much. It's easy to get excited when the Valentine's Day orders start pouring in, but if you take on too much, it can be a recipe for disaster.
I can see that. It's like saying yes to every Valentine's Day date. Sounds fun at first, but you might end up with a few broken hearts.
Exactly. And the biggest risk, you miss deadlines. You disappoint customers.
Right.
Imagine promising something by Valentine's Day and then you don't deliver.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not only do you lose a sale, but you could damage your reputation.
You got it. So how do you avoid this? Well, plan realistically. Don't be afraid to say no if you're already at capacity. It's better to do a few orders really well than to take on too much and disappoint everyone.
So know your limits. And speaking of limits, didn't we mention earlier that Deco Network has some tools to help with this?
Oh, right. They have a production calendar so you can manage your orders and set realistic deadlines.
Very cool. And of course, keep your customers informed, you know, about when they can expect their orders. Transparency is key. Speaking of keys, how do we even know if our Valentine's Day campaign is working? Like, how do we measure success?
Data, my friend. Data. You can't just cross your fingers and hope for the best. You got to track your results, you know, see what worked and what didn't.
Right. So what kind of things should print shops be paying attention to? What numbers matter most?
Well, the most obvious one, total sales. How did you do this Valentine's Day compared to, say, last year or last month? If you see a big jump in sales, you know you're doing something right.
But it's more than just the total number, right?
Yeah.
You need to know what's driving those sales.
Exactly. The article talks about breaking down your sales by product. Which items were the real winners? This can help you plan for next year, you know? Maybe ditch the products that weren't so popular.
So maybe those heart-shaped mouse pads weren't a hit, but the matching hoodies flew off the shelves.
Right. And speaking of hitting it out of the park, how many new customers did you get during the Valentine's Day rush?
Ah, so it's not just about the money you make right now. It's also about attracting new customers.
You got it. To really see how you did, you can compare those new customers to the number of returning customers.
So you can see if you're attracting new people while also keeping your old customers happy. But getting them in the door is only half the battle. You got to keep them coming back.
Exactly. And that's where customer retention comes in.
So like sending a thank you note, or maybe a discount for their next purchase, or maybe even suggesting other products based on what they bought.
Exactly. It's all about building those relationships. Make those customers feel special. Okay, now let's talk about another metric, average order value, or AOV for short.
Remind me what that is again, all these acronyms.
Average order value is how much, on average, each customer spends per order. So it's not just about getting them to buy something, it's about getting them to buy more.
So if your AOV is high, that means your promotions and bundles are doing their job.
Exactly. Like, let's say you had a bundle deal for matching t-shirts and a mug. If your AOV is higher than usual during Valentine's Day, you know that bundle was a hit.
Makes sense. But while we're talking about all this data, it's important to remember we're talking about real people with real feelings.
That's right. Don't forget the human element. And that's where customer feedback comes in. What are your customers telling you? What do they love? What didn't they love? What do they wish you offered?
And the best part is, customer feedback is coming straight from the source. It's not just guesswork. It's what your customers actually want.
You got it. And there are tons of ways to get this feedback. You can do surveys, ask for reviews on your website or social media. You can even host a focus group or something.
I like the idea of using social media for this. You could do a poll and ask people what their favorite product was or what kind of promotions they'd like to see next year.
That's a great idea. Quick and easy. And speaking of good things, don't forget about positive reviews.
Yeah, those glowing testimonials are like gold.
They really are. Put them on your website, your social media, everywhere. It shows potential customers that you're the real deal. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of strategies for success, some pitfalls to avoid, and how to measure your results. But I think there's something missing, something important.
What's that?
The fun. You gotta have fun with this. Valentine's Day is all about creativity, passion. Don't get so bogged down with the logistics that you forget about the love.
You're right. Valentine's Day is all about expressing yourself, having some fun. And that should be reflected in your products.
So let loose. Try some new designs, experiment, and most importantly, enjoy the process.
Because when you're passionate about what you're doing, that shows. And it makes the whole experience better for your customers.
Well said. Now, are you ready to see how some real print shops are putting all this into practice?
Absolutely. Let's see what they've come up with. Okay, so let's get into some real-world examples here. How are some print shops using these strategies for Valentine's Day?
Well, the article doesn't give specific examples, but we can imagine, right? Like, what if a print shop decides to focus on pet lovers?
Pet lovers. For Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. People love their pets. They'd totally buy Valentine's Day gifts for them.
That's actually a really smart idea. Target a specific niche like that.
Exactly. So this print shop, they launched their campaign early, like we talked about, in January. And they have all these cute pet-themed Valentine's Day gifts.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Okay, so matching t-shirts for the owner and their pet. Or maybe personalized bandanas with cute sayings.
Oh.
Or even a mug with the pet's picture on it.
Okay, now you're talking.
Yeah.
I would buy that for my dog, for sure. Those mugs would be a huge hit.
Right. And to make things even better, they could team up with another local business, maybe a pet bakery or a groomer.
Cross promotion. We talked about that.
Yep. So maybe if you buy a bandana, you get a discount on a grooming appointment.
Everyone wins. The businesses get more customers and the pets get pampered. I love it.
And of course, to really drive sales, they could offer a limited time discount. You know, order by this date and get a free bag of treats or something.
Okay. You're really speaking my language now.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got the early launch, the unique products, the niche market, the partnership, and the limited time offer. Anything else? What about social media?
Oh, for sure. They could do a photo contest on social media. People post pictures of their pets and maybe the winner gets a prize package or something.
That's a great idea. Gets people talking about their brand, sharing pictures. It's like a Valentine's Day party online.
Exactly. And to keep things going, they could send out emails, show off their products, share customer reviews, you know, keep people in the loop.
So they've got it all. The early launch, unique products, they're targeting a specific group of people, they're partnering with other businesses, they have limited time offers, and they're active on social media and email. It's the whole package.
It is. And remember, this is just an example with pets. You can apply these same ideas to all sorts of products and niches.
That's what's so cool about print on demand. So many possibilities. Matching socks, personalized cards, pajamas for the whole family. The sky's the limit.
It really is. So whether you're a print shop owner or just someone who's interested in business, we hope you got something out of this deep dive.
And even if you're not in the print-on-demand world, you can still use these strategies. It's all about knowing who your customers are, being creative, and making them feel special.
Well said. So keep those creative juices flowing, stay ahead of the curve, and never miss an opportunity to turn those special occasions into something truly memorable and profitable, of course.
Who knows? Maybe your next big idea will be inspired by love. Thanks for joining us on this Valentine's Day deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those profits soaring.